It's 8:51 with the morning after on Q105. We're happy to have you here, podcast. You can check out Q1055.com. After the show today, the QCAN Jam, the Collect for the Northwest Ohio Food Bank, is next Friday at Churchill's in Perrysburg. And there's more on the website there for that. It's Eric and Demetrius, or just D, because that's what he will... And Philip. And I wanted to have a friend in here who works at the downtown branch of the Toledo Library. Jason couldn't make it today. So my backup, who's always here for me, who you grew up here?
Well, I've spent a lot of time in the station.
Please let me introduce everybody, if you don't know, to the wonderful Lexi Staples.
Good day.
Can I call you the creative director of the Collingwood Arts Center?
You could, but I'm the executive director, but you can call me whatever you want.
ED.
That's your dad?
Wait, yeah, that's my dad.
Is that your dad over there
in
now?
That studio.
That's your dad there right now.
That is not my dad there right now. My dad is not alive.
Yeah,
so
dad passed away.
Make it.
You insensitive.
I didn't know.
Well, that's fine. We can talk about that later.
My mom's dead.
It's an awkward radio conversation.
Hey, welcome in. So
let's dig up some shameful history.
Let's suck.
Lexi is.
That's not why you brought me in, right? Or is this like?
This is your life. Do you know this voice? Lexi.
I brought Lexi in so
this is taking an awkward turn.
Funny,
everyone.
But it's not funny, right?
Ooh.
Let's talk about all these sexual assault allegations. No,
oh my.
Calling the
last show.
She did try to us. You give me strong hugs. Lexi does like to get some love.
I do like a little,
but
you know,
it's both it's consensual on both of our ends, and even your wife is okay with it.
For sure.
Collingwood Arts Center. There is still something Halloweenish going on tonight, right?
Oh, I would say more than Halloweenish. I'd say spooky.
It's astounding.
You know about it, Philip?
It is astounding. It's awesome.
It is.
Yeah, so Stone Productions is a local production company, and they are
stoned?
Fabulous. Just stone, like a single rock.
What are you doing today?
They are doing Rocky Horror Picture Show, and it's Rocky Horror Live, so it's not like the movie playing behind it. These are live singers. This is a live show with a set, and
I was really hoping when I said it's astounding that you would say it's fleeting, and then we could keep going with the song, and then you didn't, so I just gave up on that. But
time is fleeting.
Yeah, there we go.
Were we there?
You have, you used to come to the show a couple of years ago, and we talk about things here there at the Collingwood Arts Center.
Right.
But this year has been wild, so kudos to you, because it was a haunted attraction, right, for
most
of September and October.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff going on. We actually had a really cool fundraiser last night. We did 3 ghost hunts during it, so it's shenanigans.
It is.
It really
That's
is
all
good.
You.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Tell me more details for Rocky Horror other than it's live tonight. It's tickets or any of that?
Obviously a double feature because it's Rocky Horror. So there's one at 8 p.m. and there's one at midnight. And there are tickets available at the door still. They are 13 at the door. You know, creepy number 13, obviously. And if you haven't seen Stone Productions do anything, they are absolutely phenomenal. I think they're in their third year of being a... group and
some great voices. Some really, really great voices that surprised the hell out of me the first time, because I like when it comes, and not that I know a lot of people do local theater, but sometimes people go to open up their mouth to sing. It's like karaoke night at the corner bar, and I don't dig that. But they belt out some amazing numbers. So
What else have they done in the area?
So they've done a lot of stuff. They did Hair at our facility. They did They've done really a lot, but this is their third Rocky Horror, and I'll tell you about this production. They don't get anything out of it. This is something that they do for the Collingwood Arts Center. Every dollar that is brought into the Collingwood tonight will go to keeping the Collingwood alive and fixing roofs and working on the building. So it's pretty awesome that they put months of work into something that they gift to us.
Yeah. It's super funny too, because people look at that huge building and they see it as a huge building, but a lot of people never actually stepped inside of it.
Right.
And there's a lot happening in there from top to bottom. And if anybody ever takes a chance or wants to go through it to see where that money's going to, and do it. It's well worth it.
Watch out if you ever get a budget or anything.
well, we actually got our roof fixed this year.
Okay.
So our theater roof, we have We had four roofs on the building that were leaking pretty seriously, and two of those are fixed in 2017. So,
that's awesome.
I mean, it's pretty awesome. We've got, you know, we'll have problems for a long time. We're 86,000 square feet. Like, what do you do with that? And we, you know, we don't get, like, funding from the government or anything. So,
yeah.
It's like, what can we pull together as an art center? And it's got some great history to it. It's really cool.
So, Rocky Horror tonight,
8 p.m. and midnight.
And $13.
Don't miss it. And we get you a free roll of toilet paper to throw.
I was going to say, that comes stuff.
You can roast. We invite you not to bring hot dogs or like rice because, you know, we don't have a huge staff. So
right.
I'll be sweeping and I'm not super into it. But cleaning up the toilet paper is quite the disaster.
Oh,
and very fun.
Can I bring my own?
Can you have your own toilet paper?
I like 2-ply.
Or if you...
Well,
you
no, yeah, I'm going to get, you know, I've got like the 6 for $1 kind. So this is not your high
so
quality
that's good.
Toilet paper.
That's good toilet paper. Like, you don't want anything too soft. You want to know it's doing its job. Like, so if you come there, you get a show, and if you're financially responsible, a free roll of toilet paper to take home.
But maybe you grab a few of the other people's toilet paper that they threw. You got.
Yep.
You rip off the top couple sheets. Now you
then
got a free half a roll.
Let me go into my phone and take toilet paper off of my shopping list.
Because
I'm
going
to grab $13 worth. Come home, stuff it into my... what else do you guys have coming up during the end of this year or into next year, Colin?
So there is a couple... There are a couple other events coming up. Art Bazaar is November 26th, and there will be some cool local artists, you know, having different, you know, like... paintings and sculpture and clay and whatever. That's coming up. But also Cookies with Santa, which is a free event. So we'll have Santa in our historic Gerber house. Come in. You get to hang out with Santa. Sit on his lap. Tell him what you want. And decorate some cookies with one of our artists who's going to... have, you know, home-baked cookies.
Is that any age? Can I just show
you
up?
You want to go sit on Santa's lap?
Yeah,
you can
okay. sit on Santa's
You're
lap.
No.
I'm You're
just,
grown-ass man.
I'm just, I'm going to lean in his ear and go, I'm a grown-ass man.
I don't know if you can break this Santa's character. I think he might be like, okay, grown-ass man, what can I get you for Christmas?
Would you like a new lawnmower for your...
Hey, so I don't want to come sit in Santa's lap, but I would love to come help decorate. I know this sounds super gay of me, but like I really like decorating for Christmas. Out of all the things, that's...
Imagine decorating Gerber House, though.
Can I, please?
Yes,
that,
please
I
come
just
want to
come help decorate. That's
it.
Awesome.
And
you guys play Christmas music?
Yeah.
And then... Yeah.
And we get some Jameson's and hot cocoa.
Jameson's and hot cocoa. Okay.
Yes.
There will be hot cocoa. There won't be Jameson's.
So 8:58, Lexi Staples from the Collingwood Arts Center.
Thanks for having
is
me.
All this stuff on your website? Or
check out our Facebook. Our new website is going live very soon. So we just have a lot of cool stuff going on. And follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram because we're rad.
You are.
Yeah,
seriously, you have killed this place. The way this place has grown since you've been running all this stuff is a great testament to your hard work and your efforts. And again, there's no money. Like, money's not coming in, and you're not getting like a giant budget for anything. So to do all this stuff is incredible.
Yeah, we're figuring it out, and we're doing some really cool stuff. So definitely come to the Haunted House next year too, because that's awesome.
8:59, Jeffy McGee, the trailer game, the return of it. Are we going to get a C&D for that?
We'll see.
All right, Indeed. Jeffy McGee.
Well, you dodge things, so you may not.
You're right. Dodge the subpoena, I'll dodge your C&D.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios.
This is Q105 WQQO, Sylvania Toledo.
A Cumulus station.